Listen, sometimes you gotta stand against the grain and say what's really the truth. Some people ain't gonna like it, some people gonna run from it. But you know what? We gotta be honest. And sometimes when you can't be honest, you need to be fucking real. This is We Can't Be Honest, Let's Be Fucking Real podcast. Listen, sometimes you gotta stand against the grain and say what's really the truth. Some people ain't gonna like it, some people gonna run from it. But you know what? We gotta be honest. And sometimes when you can't be honest, you need to be fucking real. This is We Can't Be Honest, Let's Be Fucking Real podcast.
Welcome back to another episode. If we can't be honest, let's be fucking real. This your boy Big A, and we finally have accomplished it. Episode 10. I got my brothers. We all together in one spot. Brothers, introduce yourselves.
This your boy Evan Hollow Killua on YouTube. I ain't put shit up.
What? Ed, you got me. You already know who I am. If you don't know. It's Tyler Hood. I'm just playing.
What's up, brothers? How y'all been?
Good.
Man, good to see y'all, man. This
looking
shit.
Ashy but classy, baby.
Ain't nothing wrong. As long as you're classy, baby, it's all right. It's all right.
I always wanted to wear a tuxedo jacket with, like, no shirt. Look all, you know.
Look like an R&B singer.
With the taco meat out. Something like that. Except not without the muscles. sex appeal and all
they,
that.
They said bitches love dad bods, though. I think that's the thing
that's
now.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit. Well, anyway, y'all, welcome back.
Okay.
Yeah, he do got a dad bod. I just got a fat nigga bod, so.
Hey, you know
But it's cold season.
When you hit 30, though, you get that grown man strength. Like, I've been picking up shit I didn't used to be able to pick up at 29.
Nigga, I just said the same thing because I picked my brother up, I hugged him, I picked him up, and I got him about that much off the ground.
You're like, wait a minute, I didn't used to be able to do this.
Wait a minute.
Dad strength.
Yeah, I just said that. I was like, I'm going to try to pick Benny up, too, in an open space, some soft under her, just in case she fall. Or I fall. Or my knee give out. Whichever come first, just be safe. Yeah. All right, well, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to another episode. But I know we all have seen the fucking presidential election, the debate. Presidential debate. I call it motherfucker the petty.
Would you shut up?
Someone get this clown. I mean, this person. I was like, bro, that was the most pettiest shit I ever seen. For it to be an hour and a half, they did not say anything remotely productive. Now, I'm going to be honest. Trump had one point that he had a good jab on Biden. But Biden pretty much was whooping his ass most of that debate, even though they was arguing like fucking kids. Like, that's some shit I expect to see our kids do. Like, you know how you can't really throw hands, but they like two or three just...
That old school kid.
Yeah.
Well, good thing they couldn't throw hands because Biden might have caught that COVID.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it 100, though. It was some points that Trump was getting very fucking disrespectful. Like, I'm going to be honest, the shit that he was saying about that man's dead son, because one of his sons alive, one was passed, and how he was just nonchalant and disrespectful about his son, Bo. I was like, bro, I thought they finna start playing 3-6 Mafia, hit a motherfucker, because he was finna go and pop his ass. And rightfully so, because it's like, bro, you saying all this shit. And the thing about, I said that Biden did, he held his peace because he didn't bring Trump family into it. He did mention that we could talk about your family, but he didn't say nothing directly. Because let's be honest, Trump, his whole family got a whole lot of shit. Even Trump himself, the sex scandals, the racist shit he done in the past, his multiple million-dollar divorces, the fact that he want to fuck his daughter, like, he could have brought up anything.
What's the male version of a Karen? What's the name?
I want to say Ken or Chad.
Yeah, okay, so so that's what, but if you, like, ever look at, like, videos and people be recording, some Caucasian people getting beat up. It's usually they say some shit like what he said. Mm-hmm. That's a reasonable motherfucker's ass. Like, let's just be real. Mm-hmm. If you were out in public and someone like just knew who you were, or you were kind of somewhat semi-famous, and someone says something about your kid, you have all, there's no holds barred at that point. It's all right to just start whooping their ass. I feel like if they weren't, you know, if they weren't up there on stage, mm-hmm. this is behind the scenes shit, oh. Biden might just, bitch, just swung on Trump, and I would have been like, damn, you know what? He had that shit coming. Like, you don't say no shit like that.
Yeah.
You leave people's kids out. I don't care how old somebody's kids are.
Yeah.
They still your kids. You leave them the fuck out of it.
Yeah, and then the fact that you bring us in, we in a debate about who should be the best fit for the country, but you talking about somebody's son's cocaine addiction. Like, that shit is irrelevant. Cause
right, like, what they gonna do? I can't, he grown, I can't do nothing about that.
And even then, it's like, that's somebody's personal drug struggle versus what the fuck you did or didn't do as the president. Like, you bringing up that man's son was easy.
We all know somebody in our family that had either has or has a drug or alcohol problem or something.
Yeah.
Mental, any kind of mental problem, you know,
but,
anything.
But let's keep it 100. If Biden would have brought up the fact that Trump supposedly, he slick, kind of want to fuck his daughter, then he would have been wrong. People been like, oh, that was so uncalled for. But Trump has said a lot of shit that's like, bro, you on some real incest Pornhub category type shit. Like, he talked about how big his daughter titties is, and if she want his daughter, she would be dating her. I'm like, bro, that's certain shit you don't say as a dad about your daughter.
No, there's certain things you don't even think about.
Exactly.
I'm saying, I ain't never even thought no shit. Like, wait, what?
Exactly. But he be really think about it because he just say it just outwardly, and I'm like, I even wonder how her husband feel about that, because secretly, if you fucked up and she had to go cry to daddy, it might be some weird shit might pop off between them two. So
I bet your mama over there like looking at it. Hell no, you better not rub her back. Don't rub her back.
Daddy, my back is hurting.
Come man, sleep, you know his wife don't even care. His wife don't even care. She ready to
fuck up on her.
Bro, they look like they have like no kind of love, no like for each other.
It's a contract.
Yeah, it's a business contract.
But it's just so obvious. You look at her, and you know what the funny thing is? I was looking at who was it? Was it his name Chris Wallace or something? Somebody was interviewing Ted Cruz, and he brought up the fact that Trump said his wife was like, that was another time where you should have swung a motherfucker. You can't talk about my wife, bro. You can't say nothing about my wife, my kids. It's automatic throwing hands.
I can't talk about my wife and my kids.
But he said your wife is ugly. I would have been like, your wife don't even love you, though. Like, what are we talking about
exactly.
here? You fuck bitches with money. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Now,
let's keep it 100. You pay bitches. You pay to fuck bitches. That's prostitution.
I got a wife, but you got to pay somebody to fuck you.
No, let's be real, bro. Bitches aren't checking for Trump. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
nah. Not even a little.
If he wasn't famous,
the last 20 years, yeah.
He's so ugly, he damn near couldn't even be a sugar daddy. Like,
damn, that's bad. You got the financial requirements to be a sugar daddy.
Bro, this man is the color of Evan's shirt, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that nigga face is Son Goku's gi. Yeah, damn. That's a good one. That nigga's a cutie, minus the cutie.
Bro, seriously, that's what he looked like, shit.
For real, that man looked like a Ryan Orange peel.
Looks juicy.
Yeah, for real, he's like a rotten orange peel. Like, my God. But the fact that he, now again, with the petty politics or the petty debate, which I was calling that bitch the petty-dential debate, because they was just throwing shade like a motherfucker at each other. But I'm being honest, though, Trump only hit that he had that was valid against Biden was the whole crime bill. Because let's be honest, you've been in Congress and been in government long enough that you was a part of that shit in the 90s. And the fact that Trump only got a few people out. See, the thing about Trump is he only got a few people out to kind of serve his purpose or his talking points, but it's not enough. It ain't like he got everybody who been locked up since 92, 93 out.
Right.
So it ain't really a valid shot, but it was a shot nonetheless. Now, Biden definitely has some pointers that I say he did kind of win the debate, because he did have moments when he wasn't really interrupted, where he was talking to the American people, and which that meant something, because when he said, how many of y'all are sitting at home where you got somebody at the table that's missing? And you got to think about it, we coming up on the fucking holidays. We in October now, so November, that's Thanksgiving. So you thinking somebody lost their mama, she ain't cooking her special pie or fixing dressing. somebody's dad that usually would be on the grill. He's not on the grill. You got other people who would be there. They not there now. And I got to say that was an excellent shot, and that was an excellent point that Biden made, because he talked directly to the American people. And again, at the end of the day, even when it's a debate, I don't give a fuck how much Trump try to say it was nothing more than we can do. The fact that you had knowledge about some shit that hit our shores and devastated the fucking year. You got to think about it. It's October, and we just now getting together.
Man.
We just now able to try to get together, and even now we still have to be safe. And it's like, you can't, no matter how much blame or shifting the blame or bullshit tactics that you try to use, you can't take that fact off the table. 2020 is going to be remembered. Even when we grown or old ass men, we going to remember 2020, where we went damn near a year without seeing each other.
A year without seeing each other? Financial struggles?
Yeah, people out of work.
People dying left and right. Yet, I'm actually happy that some people passed away from their own personal illness compared to the coronavirus this year.
Yeah.
But this year has been a year of death, poverty. Man, this is like a biblical, like,
yeah,
period. And this shit is crazy because Trump ass just don't seem to care about fucking anything. And honestly, this motherfucker, I'm happy. I'm literally happy this motherfucker finally got it.
We're gonna segue into that, but
okay.
But even then, it is pretty fucking convenient that he got it now. Even though I don't really believe he got this shit, because I just think this is just a point to do something. But we're gonna talk about that a little later.
Okay.
But it's just like I said, Biden. You know, that very thing. And even though that they got two more debates, we still got to kind of see what they gonna do. And I'm gonna be honest, a lot of people have been posting about having Samuel L. Jackson as the moderator. I'm so 110% behind that, because I know Samuel Jackson will tell, well, you stupid motherfucker, shut up and let him talk. Because the other dude, he did as best as he could, because they all grown.
They need to just have cut the mics. Like,
yeah,
if this person has 2 minutes to talk, let them fucking talk. Stop interrupting. That goes for both of them. It was mostly Trump. Let's just be honest. He just kept talking. I'm like, bro, can you let this man make a point?
And then
if I want to vote for you, I've heard what you had to say. Let me hear what he has to say. And that was starting to piss me off. I was like, even if you're a Trump supporter, you got to be like, all right, because the first thing I thought was like, is he like this in meetings? Like, whenever they have like presidential briefings, does he just start interrupting motherfuckers and just like cut in and just keep fucking talking?
Well,
so then I'm like, did you even get over the briefing? He probably runs late meetings and shit, fucking up everything.
But you know, they even said in watching like CNN and like MSNBC, they said that you know how other presidents would have like folders and shit about a certain intelligence. They have to condense this shit down to fucking cue cards.
Right.
Like, this motherfucker's intelligence is so piss low that you gotta give him anytime that they gotta condense sensitive, confidential, you know, information that they giving to you as the leader of the country, and they gotta do cue cards. What kind of shit is that to say about you? Cause my thing is this: if I'm gonna tell you about the coronavirus, and I'm like, Mr. President, if this thing hits our shores, it's going to devastate the economy. It's going to kill a lot of people. And I got to do flash cards. No wonder we got the fucking coronavirus over here. Because if they had to do that, that just shows how much of an ineffective man he is. He's not a leader. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even, when people say, oh, he's the leader. No, like, he the president because of some bullshit that happened. But he ain't a leader. Like, let's just get that understood. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that he can't sit there and be quiet for a fucking minute to let other people talk. Like, we doing a podcast. One of us got to understand, okay, I got to be quiet so he can say what he's saying. But if I'm talking over everybody, you might as well do the shit by yourself. He might as well have a fucking debate by himself.
Yeah.
Basically. It was like him and the damn moderator going back and forth. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck is this? I ain't never seen a presidential debate. I haven't watched many. Because I really, you know, we've only been old enough to vote for two different presidents? Well, three.
Yeah.
The first two terms of Obama, and then this last term, and then we were all too young to vote for Bush for his last term.
Bush and Clinton, but even could go back and look at it, and they shit had order to it. Like, this man damn
right. Their debates weren't like going back and forth. There were people actually talking, giving points, and making points, and like, okay, this is why I want to vote for you. I was up here. I'm like, I didn't learn anything about either one of these motherfuckers. Like,
you did.
If I wanted to vote for Biden, I'm like, I didn't really hear what he had to say. If I want to vote for Trump, I'm like, well, he just keeps talking over everything.
I'm sorry. Honestly, don't you think that might be a strategic, a tactic, slight fucking rude? They told him, like, go in there, just
be yourself.
Be yourself. Be an ass to everybody. That means we're not going to get anything done. And that helps you because as the president who's voting for you and running for you, they're already trying to do that.
Well,
but we don't know really what Biden got to say. Keep this motherfucker
quiet. I will say this. The funniest thing in the whole debate was when Biden was like, one, he said something, two, three, and then Trump said, you're still on two. That was fucking funny. I'm not gonna lie. That made me crack a laugh. And I was like, damn.
I'm gonna be honest. If that presidential debate was not in, it wasn't as informative like it should have been, that motherfucker was shady and funny as fuck. Because they might
it was comedy.
That might say, China ate your lunch, Joe. China ate your lunch. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Bruh, like I'm not gonna lie. Trump is I don't think he's a great president, but he's fucking funny. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
He could do some kind of stand-up comedy, I feel like, and be successful at it.
His face now,
running the country, I don't know. Yeah. If he's paying $750 in taxes, all I'm saying is, nigga, I paid that, like, last month. Like, so, like, what are we talking about here?
Oh, another thing. How the fuck he's the only president that you see that's the lowest amount of tax?
Bro, nobody else is even in the thousands. They're all paying, like, hundreds of thousands or millions.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even believe the $750,000 shit, but even
no, then, no. $750. Not thousand. $750. Like, less than $1,000. $750.
Well, fuck no. Hell no. I don't believe that, but even then, if he doing that, bro, he got some nigga. Who is his lawyers? Who is his tax lawyers? Because we need to be, they need to open up a company in every fucking state. But the fact that, even then, like you said, like
Trump. Well, I can only imagine how much money he pays his tax. His tax lawyer to
get
or his accountant to get that money that low. We it's not even worth it for us. It's so much money. He probably pays $500,000 to not pay $20 million in taxes. So I mean,
that's true.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, but like that's one thing that Biden said that was a good jab at fucking Trump is like you said, you pay $750 compared to a school teacher. And the taxes they have to pay. Now, Bill, like you said, looking at the spectrum, he might have to spend $500,000 on the back end just to pay $750. But like us, if you owe some money or they say you made too much, Tyler, because I didn't got that letter from the IRS, you made too much, Augustus. And I'm like, how the fuck I make too much and only and you? So you mean tell me $30,000 is equal to a $5,000 penalty when you say I owe y'all that much.
See, that's the thing with me. I always take out extra money every check, so I don't owe shit at the end of the year. I just take it right now. I'll deal with it later, and I prefer to get something back. But this is my thing about that. This is the funny thing. Yeah. Kids. Yeah. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, especially men, now's the time to get with that girl that's got four kids, and you claim a couple of them, but you didn't hear that from me. But anyway, my point is, either there's one of two things. So either he's so shitty of a businessman that he only had to pay $750 because he lost a lot of money, or this motherfucker has the greatest account in the world and he only had to pay $750. Either way, what the fuck? That's like so ridiculous to me. Like I'm like, that's bad on both ends of the spectrum. Like you are the shittiest businessman, or you have the greatest account. You have the god. Your accountant has the fucking gauntlet, the infinity gauntlet. And he fucking put his hand down, and your ship says $750. I'm just trying to figure out who that man is, because he is a saint.
Regardless, it's shady as fuck.
Exactly.
It's $750. Who, think about a college kid who decides to get a job. They probably pay more than $750 in taxes. So
easily.
Yeah, and they ain't making that in 2 weeks working in fucking school, because you remember how it was when we worked in this. You only way you touching that kind of money is you working on the fucking winter break when everybody has gone and you can fucking fall asleep at the desk if necessary to get that kind of money. And that's after working a 14-hour shift. Like you done worked for two or three motherfuckers. So let's keep it 100. Like,
you was the worst DA ever. Motherfucking everybody was walking by. People was fucking and everything on your watch.
First of all,
people getting murdered. No kind of shit.
First of all, nigga didn't get murdered. But yeah, it was a lot of fucking and drunk.
They just ain't found. They just ain't found the bodies yet. Somebody didn't kill somebody. Brought them downstairs. Looked over the bed. Your ass still asleep. They didn't fucking drug the body out and everything. Hey, they just ain't found it. They fucking went in the back and cut the fucking cameras and took all the goddamn recordings. You ain't shit.
Hey, goddamn it. If you a desk assistant in college right now, especially at the University of Memphis, goddamn, you know how it is. You do your job. You don't see shit. You do. You work
no,
your
you
shit.
No, you show up to work, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you exactly. Do
your job. You show up.
I show up to work. I don't do my job.
You look at the cameras, you're like, did that motherfucker, was he on the camera? Was he on the camera? Look at the camera like,
man.
What's wrong with the cameras? It looks like there's like 8 hours of film missing. I don't know. What happened?
You just turn that motherfucker down.
Hey, listen.
Why was he on the floor?
Listen. Hey, goddamn it. It ain't my job to be the police. I was a desk assistant, motherfucker. A desk assistant. I signed your ass in. And if I know you, you can be smashing all night. I don't give a fuck.
That's what our plans were. That's how we did it. I would be like, hey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got checked in.
I wish your ass was still on dorm though when we was in. Because we, I know you would have been crazy. Like,
I was on while he was a DA. So I was like, hey, my girl checked in at 8. And he was like, okay, right, 8, check out at 8:05.
She went up there long.
She went up there.
Nine hours later.
Exactly.
But the terrible shit was, when my ass was on duty and I was talking to his ass, and some drunk motherfucker walked in, and you knew he wasn't going to make it to the room, and your boss was there, and you're like, motherfucker, should I do my job? He's like, he's not going to make it. That doesn't matter to me. Do I have to do my job? No. Yes, you have to do your job. God damn it.
No, you know what? I remember when I was in college, I forgot what the hours were. The hours were really weird, but I remember I had a class and I was supposed to be doing some work with a girl. I couldn't even invite her up. They had like odd hours. I think you couldn't even invite anybody until like, what was it, like 10 o'clock or something like that?
Eventually.
Yeah, 10 a.m. or 12. Like, no, during the weekday, like 12. Like, the weekday was like noon.
Yeah, so I didn't even know that. I was supposed to be doing work with some girl I had, and I was like, wait a minute. Well, you can't invite nobody into what time? So we ended up having to go into the little eating area to do what our project was.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't like that, but it was just to do work. But you can't even do work.
Right, yeah. But the crazy thing is, motherfucking college kids paying more taxes than fucking Trump. Like, that's the shit that blow my mind. But it's like I said, again, if he is paying that amount of money, he's going to be the perfect president to be in office if you hyper wealthy. Like the Jeff Bezos, you know, motherfuckers head of Apple, you know.
I still find that weird that they don't pay any taxes either. That's just odd to me. As much money as Jeff Bezos is worth and they don't pay, and Amazon as a company doesn't pay any taxes, and they still got people working for poverty wages, I think that's real fucked up.
Yeah, but that's the fucked up. That's the kicker. They don't have to pay taxes. The motherfuckers who throw the boxes still have to pay taxes.
I know.
And they
got like really shitty work conditions. I feel like if you got all this extra money from not paying taxes, why don't you throw the phone in there?
Yeah, but shit, this is the land of the greedy and the home of the rich white men, pretty much. Man, it ain't the land of the free by no fucking means.
Free.
Yeah, and then like I said, just kind of like going back to the taxes and shit. That's another thing that Biden was talking about. That was really, it's some good points. It's like, why the fuck I gotta pay $5,000 in penalties, but he pay only $750? Like, let's make this shit make sense. Like, I ain't a hating ass nigga, but. Hey, why the fuck he paying $750? He got enough money. Think about it. This whole coronavirus, this man at least got enough money to keep him afloat for 6 months to a year versus the average person who fucking stressing. They don't know if they're going to pay rent or be able to pay their mortgage. And then on top of this, they pussyfooting with this stimulus bill and people getting evicted. That's the thing that I don't understand. So when you look at the whole presidential debate, Biden threw some real good jabs at us because you literally failed people. People dead, ain't got no money, homeless, and you think you did a good job?
Hold on, let me just ask a question because it's something I've noticed with a lot of company heads in the midst of this. A lot of them went ahead and said that they just stopped receiving money for the rest of the year. Did Trump ass say that, did anybody announce that he will stop making money for the rest of the year because of this? Because now I think about it, I ain't never heard that.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, those people were still making money. Most company heads just went ahead and say, at this point, at the beginning of the pandemic, I make no more money for the rest of the year. Like, I can, they just take the rest of my wages away just so our business can stay afloat. And it doesn't seem we got to furlough and lay so many people off. Why should I still be receiving so much money?
Right. That, I mean, that makes sense. Should be like that. But,
so, you
know. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest, the dude who was the moderator, I can't think of his name, was like Chris Wallace or something like that. But he definitely, I'm going to be honest, the highlight of the debate that really was like, I'm going to be honest, keep it 100. I know some people that are Trump supporters may not be racist, but if you are still a Trump supporter after that fucking debate, you really got to look at your own morals. And especially if you're a black Trump supporter. You're a black Trump supporter even after this. I don't know if you just stupid, high, out of your mind, but something's wrong with your motherfucking ass, because this man literally could not denounce white supremacy. And he asked him such a basic question. That's like me asking you, do you, yeah, like, yeah, stand back and stand by. Stand and back. Then that's the episode, name of the episode. And also, fuck a Proud Boys. What the fuck a Proud Boy? Anyway. And it's like, you couldn't even answer that question, do you denounce white supremacy?
You know what I put on my Facebook? I said, you know, I was like, I don't know nothing about the Proud Boys, but I know they ain't fucking with them franchise boys. They ain't with the Rockman, baby. But, you know.
But, man, them the only boys we know, the ghetto boys, the hot boys. Yeah. Fuck a Proud Boy. Nigga, fuck a Proud Boy. Them the boys I'm rolling with. Ghetto boys, hot boys, goddamn it. Fuck you talking about.
But that was like, even on Fox News, it was like, that was such a layup question to like just say that. Like, that
was slam dunk.
You know, and I feel like they was playing, I didn't like the fact that they were like playing chicken with each other with stupid stuff like that. And what I think Trump asked Biden if, or maybe it was the moderator. One of them asked, it was the moderator that asked Biden if he stood with the Black Lives Matter. He never really mentioned if he did or not. I don't think anybody really
didn't.
Said that.
He didn't.
Nobody mentioned that. So I'm not, like I said, I'm fair. I'm on either side. At the end of the day, this is our fates decided.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you just consider yourself a Republican or Democrat. I'm not gonna consider myself. No, I'm gonna vote for who the best candidate is.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say this. Biden look a little senile up there. Motherfucker look a little senile. I don't know if he's going to make it all 4 years. I feel like if he gets voted in, Kamala Harris is going to take over. Because we know he can't run for a second term. This motherfucker going to be up there in a fucking wheelchair. But Trump ain't too far behind. Trump is, like, they're, like, on opposite ends of the spectrum
of
senile.
Yeah,
senile
wasn't
just fucking stupid.
No. This is the thing. Trump is getting to the point where he's got, like, some portions of, like, Alzheimer's kind of coming in. Because he gets, like, angry quickly, he like fucking just starts yelling, and it seems he's not forgetful in the memory department. But like, he's like the opposite spectrum. It seems like Biden's more like forgetful and shit. He fuck around and you tell him some shit, he'd be like, "What'd you say now?" But Trump will just be like, "I ain't listening to the goddamn thing you said," and he gets fucking angry about shit.
Why the fuck you asking me about the lemonade?
Exactly. Like, that's the kind of, like, they both seem like, I'm like, goddamn, why are we still electing baby boomers.
Yeah, but
like, that makes no sense to me.
And that's a great point, because that was going to my point, because I said, real talk, fuck if it's age discrimination, which I don't feel like, but the presidency should have a fucking age gap. Like, you have to be 35 to try to become president. 55, 60 is the cutoff point, in my personal opinion. Really 55, because once you start getting 60, 70, 80, it's no guarantee that you're going
to
be...
I honestly don't think you need to be 35. I think it should be 30 to, I'd say, like 55 or 60. I feel like 30, within 30 years, if you didn't get the president, you probably ain't worth being president.
Exactly.
At this point, I don't feel like either one of them has done enough to be a fucking president.
No, I don't feel like... definitely hasn't.
Yeah, Biden's been in government, like, it's like they say, he hasn't really done much. I mean, his record, I guess it speaks for itself within some facets. I don't know what else he wants to exactly change from what he's done previously, but I can say this. He seems like he's more for the people
than Trump.
You know, the majority than Trump. Trump seems like he just don't really give a fuck.
But see, we need people like that, because, like I said, we in a fucking pandemic right now where some people –
which is why if
put out the house.
Which is why if I was voting now, I'd vote for Biden because I'm a type of person that has empathy for people.
Yeah.
I care about people that I don't even know or like aren't in my same social status or in the same class or in the same tax bracket.
Yeah, and
I'm the type of person that cares about those people. I don't have to know you to care about you just in general. If I heard you, if I don't know you and you said my parents died in an accident, I don't gotta know you to feel empathy or feel sad for you. Trump doesn't have that. Whatever part of your brain that is, that shit got removed or something.
This is turned off.
Yeah, that shit, it's either turned off or got removed as a child. Yeah,
he was the complete opposite. And then the sad part about it, he didn't really give a fuck about people who got money because he just really was like, man, I don't know what the fuck I want to do.
He's a real person who don't give a fuck about anybody but himself. I don't think he cares about his family like that, to be honest.
I think his family actually said it at one time that Trump doesn't care about anybody.
Real shit is, his niece just wrote a fucking tell-all book said the man been a narcissist for the last 60-something fucking years. Yeah, so he don't give a shit about nothing. So it's like, so I guess, he's just being true to himself.
This entire time, and shit.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, again, back to Trump. Back to Trump, and just he couldn't answer that fucking question, and the fact that he used the statement, stand back, not stand down. And then the fact that his son trying to, you know, literally say, oh no, he said stand down. No, motherfucker, 75 million people watch this shit. And I can tell you, 2 million people was watching that shit on ABC's YouTube channel, because I was watching. Everybody heard your daddy say, stand back and stand by. Meaning, get the fuck out the way, but stay there if I need you. That's what stand by.
You should never use the word stand by.
Just like, just
for one, that shit didn't make any kind of... I was like, wait, what the fuck? Did this motherfucker just do some code? Live? Like, what the...
Yes.
So now he's retarded, apparently. No offense, I don't mean to use the R word. I can't remember. Mentally handicapped. He's mentally handicapped now.
Fuck that. He's retarded.
I mean, I know we're not supposed to say the R word. I try to go around.
Okay, I'm just saying
for people, some people don't like you to use that word. You know, I've been saying that shit since I was a child, and you know, we grew up on that. But I'm just saying he's not all there.
Yeah.
And the people that support him that are in these backwoods, they ain't all there. I took a trip to fucking Missouri to go on a little float trip, and as I drove through and saw the Confederate flags and the butt fuck parts of Missouri and of Arkansas, of course, I started to wonder, y'all live like shit. How do you support this man? What has changed for you?
Exactly.
What has changed for you?
That has been my one question for Trump supporters since day fucking
I understand.
One.
If I'm rich, shit, Trump. Yeah,
Trump, I hate it. I don't
have a. You see where I live? There will be a Trump motherfucking flag in my front yard. I have a Trump flag with his face on, just smiling like a motherfucker. But I ain't rich. I ain't rich.
Yeah.
So I have no reason to vote for Trump because, like I said, I kind of care about other people. Like, you know, it's like 8 billion people. You can't just be fucking selfish and care about your own. You're like, you're the only motherfucker that matters.
Bro, just the fact that the motherfucker wanted to bring back coal. Like, you got to think about motherfuckers back when the 1800s had the black lung. He want to give motherfuckers the black lung by reintroducing coal. Who the fuck needs coal today? In the technology world and tech-savvy world we are in, who the fuck needs coal?
You know,
who
want to
be a
coal
miner?
You know the people that need coal? The people that are already rich, that own those businesses.
Yeah.
That's why Mitch McConnell... They catered to them, bro. That wasn't part of one of the bills that they were trying to... It was trying to give like 160 million to coal miners? Or was it a billion? It was like a ridiculous amount of money to like the coal business. I was like, what the fuck is that?
And then you remember a couple years back about that Keystone pipeline that they was trying to build in the Indian...
Reservation.
And they burial ground. I'm like, how the fuck you going to desecrate these people burial site? And then first of all, you realize if they telling you his body's here, like, why you want to dig up a person's body just to put a fucking pipeline down?
Because they don't really give a fuck. That's the problem. Like, you can't give these people, these Native Americans, this land and then be like, yeah, it's yours until we fucking actually need it. So,
We own this still.
Like, there's bodies there. They dead. What they care about?
Exactly. Like, so that's pretty much up. Reneging. They just trying to renege.
Exactly. And that's fucked up.
Not y'all.
How fucked up is that? Where they will just dig shit. They will just go around shit and be like, yeah, we're just going to, whatever the fuck we agreed to, we don't really agree to that shit no more. Like, we need this. This is for us to make more money. We got to do that. And if I'm a person from out of the country, shout out to Singapore, by the way, in Australia, in Great Britain, in Germany for supporting us. Appreciate y'all. I know y'all looking at this shit like, damn, like, that's y'all president? That's who y'all got to choose from? I mean, well, fuck y'all too, because, like, y'all leaders ain't that great either. No, I'm just playing. But, like, for real, I understand. Y'all are probably looking like, damn, this is real fucked up. Like, y'all got to choose between these two dumb motherfuckers, these old bastards. Mm-hmm. And we're, like, sitting up here like, yeah, I know, man. Why can't somebody assassinate both these motherfuckers? We have, like, some different options.
Well, nigga, COVID is on the hopefully COVID is really on the case.
Yeah. Man, you know, either he don't got it or he got it and they got the best technology that exists to save this man's life.
Man, it'd be fucked up they use some nanite technology that can kill and heal cancer and they use it on this motherfucker. I'd be so pissed if they came out with some shit like that.
But regardless, if he actually does have it, I feel like
I hope he gets sick enough to realize that this shit was real.
Like, yeah, like, I don't want him to die. Because, like I said, I have empathy. I don't wish death on anybody. But I hope he gets just sick enough and vomits and can't fucking breathe.
And shooting out of his asshole. Asshole just leaky. Yeah.
Remember they said? Remember what you said?
If COVID opened your asshole until your brain could fall out, people would took this shit seriously. That's why I hope he get pissed low sick. I hope that. And people like, you wrong with it. No, because he needs to learn and know the ramification that everybody else
does. I just want him to truly get sick because of this is like the most inconvenient time for this motherfucker to actually have
this is the most convenient time because now he don't have to do any more debates.
For him, it's convenient. It's inconvenient for everybody else in the debates. He's been trying to put off the goddamn presidential debates for the longest in different type of ways. Now
we can still have a debate via Zoom like everybody else fucking had to do.
You sure right about that?
He gonna be like, I'm too sick and I don't know how to use it.
Bitch, that's what your intern there for. Get your dumb ass, let's do this. Yeah. And then again, this go back
people,
to
I want to get him sick.
Fuck off, lad. You shouldn't have saying that in January. Fucking like December.
You lying motherfucker.
Exactly. And I hope Don Lemon them. And shout out to motherfucking CNN and all the news outlets because they've been keeping that shit so 100. That one lady said, this is a shit show. These folks saying it's a hot mess. They just kept it 100. And you know, the funny part about it is it took somebody so unorthodox and so unprofessional and just not a leader for people to really speak candid and speak real because if this was Obama, Bush, Clinton, everybody would have been speaking so professional, so, you know, articulating, you know, they ain't trying to step on no toes. People, because of Trump has really made people just say, cut through the bullshit. Keep that shit real. Keep that shit fucking real. Because they said it was a shit show of a fucking debate. Like, it was really not a debate. It's just these two motherfuckers arguing. And then Trump crossed the line talking about this man's family. And then Biden should have just gone and popped his ass one good time. I was waiting for them to play 3-6 Mafia. Hit a motherfucker, honestly.
Jerry!
For real.
My ass gonna be like, oh, this shit turned into a sitcom.
For real. He needed to pop his ass one good time. That was disrespectful as shit on his part.
I think somebody just need to punch him in the face. Just somebody. Maybe his intern, maybe his wife. Maybe his daughter. His daughter should really do it.
I don't know. He might like it. Melania need to punch his ass. That's a lot of hate behind her fist.
She's just waiting on him to die.
Real shit.
Yeah.
But this again, we want to just make sure everybody, if you ain't registered to vote, go to vote.org. You can check based on your state or whatever. Get fucking registered and go vote. Unfortunately, because of how the postal system and stuff is fucked up, it looks like we're going to have to go out there and put mask on, have some comfortable shoes, some water, something to stay hydrated, and try to vote. If you can, early vote. If you got, you know, grandparents or people you love, if you can take them, try to be as safe as possible because, unfortunately, he just, you know, fucked up stuff so bad that he's pretty much pinholing everybody to have to go vote. And his strategy now is to make shit so uncomfortable and fucked up that people don't vote.
Yep.
I think that's his last Trump card. You know,
it's funny because, like, they're always talking about Antifa this and the draft, you know, the left this. It seems like they're doing, like, all the un-American shit, talking about people not going to, trying to get people not to vote and stand by at the polls and make sure people, like, what the, yeah. What are we talking about here,
bro? And that's a great segue, brother. I appreciate that, even though you might not know it. If you are in Tennessee or anybody, especially black people, and this ain't against no other race of people, but it seems like we the ones that get fucked with and hurt a lot, unfortunately, register to get a gun license and get a gun. And I say this because here in Tennessee, if you never had a gun license, you can go online and apply to do it. If you've had a gun license and it's expired and it's been under 8 years, you can still renew your license for $50, which I'm going to do for another 8 years, or you can do $200 for a lifetime. But it's important because, again, with this whole Proud Boy shit that can happen, these people are now going online talking about how they ready to start a war. They ready to fight. So they pretty much letting it be known. If Trump wins, we going to be ready to fuck some shit up if y'all come with the shit. If he lose, we definitely going to tear some shit up. So I'm just saying, as black men and as y'all, my brothers, I love y'all. Register to get a gun. Not to say to start shit, but to protect yourself and your family. Because like you said, when voting starts and early voting, it's going to be a lot of intimidation and voter suppression. Like, so I'm just saying, just think about it. He just went on a fucking debate, national coverage, and pretty much called them to arms by saying stand by.
Man, fuck them motherfuckers, bro. And for one, I know for some people, but I'm a grown man. You're not finna, if I want to go vote, motherfucker, I'm gonna go vote. You ain't gonna intimidate me. Like,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck what you gonna do, but we got guns too, motherfucker. Like,
exactly.
It is what it is. But the fact that like people that it's gotten to the point in this country where there's like a civil war in 2020. This ain't the fucking 1700s or the 1800s. This is not, you know, this isn't France having a civil war or Russia having the Bolsheviks and all this shit. This isn't even the UK having a fucking civil war or us having our own civil war in the 1800s. This is fucking 2020. Why the fuck? We can't even fucking fight in Iraq. We fucking gonna fight ourselves? What? That sounds stupid. Like I said, if I'm an outsider, I'm looking at the United States like, well, it's time for y'all. Y'all shit's starting to crumble. You know, every empire crumbles after about 100 to 150 years. The Roman Empire was like the last like major empire until like basically, you go through all the, you know, you go through all the times of history where there's been civilization and everything. And the UK was like kind of somewhat an empire for a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. We're at our peak right now. This is like when the United States is an empire. You know, we became a superpower after World War One. We're starting to get to that point where we're fucking fighting inside each other, where it's getting to the point where fucking China's going to take over. That's just how it is. It's getting to that point where we're so fucking petty and fighting within each other over stupid shit and not agreeing with stuff that's what's going to happen next. We only got a few more years left at this rate with how much hate is going on within ourselves. Like, what, at the end of the day, we're not different. We're all fucking humans. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And we're in the same goddamn country. We're all born in this fucking country. Why are we fighting amongst each other?
Well, man, it, like you said, it's the elite, the ones that got money that put that divide.
But this is the thing. It's not even really that, though, because you got poor motherfuckers. Like I said, I saw people living in fucking the slums. The slum bucket in the fucking mountain men. Living in the goddamn mountains with fucking Confederate flags and Trump signs. I didn't see a one. I don't even feel like I put a Biden sticker up in this motherfucker. Fly off and get shot, that bitch. And you know what? The whole time when I was driving through, I kept losing cell service. And the first thing I kept thinking, I was like, man, I ain't speeding, but the motherfucker trying to pull me over, they ain't going to pull me over until I get to like a major city. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to kill me. Goddamn. I'm not getting pulled over and getting taken out and back somewhere. Fuck that.
Yeah.
That's how bad it looks. Yeah. And that's how bad it seems. Especially, like I said, if you're just viewing things, if I woke up from a coma, I'd be like, what the fuck happened? Like, if I went into a coma a couple years ago, I'm like, God damn, like, this shit is ridiculous.
Yeah, and especially if you woke up in 2020, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got so much bad news.
You would read the newspaper in January and be like, damn, what the fuck is this? And then you'd be like, February, and be like, fucking Kobe Bryant died? And then you'd be reading, you're like, the fuck is COVID-19? The China virus, what the fuck is that? It's this COVID? And then you'd be like, wait a minute, these motherfuckers is fighting? What the fuck is going on? Not a Rivera. What the fuck is that? Like, seriously, what is going on here? You just be so confused.
Yeah, be like, this, what the fuck is a Tory Lanez?
Right. Yeah. What the fuck? Shot in the foot?
What the fuck is a WAP? Wait a minute. I thought last time I was up, Lil Kim was the popular.
Yeah, you'll be so confused reading each month, and every month it just keeps getting worse.
You go like, fuck it, I want to go back to sleep.
Like, seriously, the last quarter of 2020 is...
Boondocks,
so. Yeah. Seriously, yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is. Bruh, the Boondocks is like the black version of The Simpsons, real talk, because they have predicted so much shit that's happened. And you just, every time you see something, you're like, this shit already, I've seen this somewhere. Like, I can't remember what. Oh, it was the fucking Simpsons. Oh, it was the goddamn Boondocks. It's all it is. It's like we're living, I don't even know. It's like I just ate an edible and I ate too much and it was too potent and I couldn't understand myself. Like, I don't get it.
And it had ass in it.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't get it. Yeah. Such a weird time.
Yes, I swear. But yeah, that's what I said. But to your point, traveling places and shit is good to have some type of form of protection because you just don't fucking know. But like I said, with this whole voter shit, like I said, I'm the same way. Nigga ain't finna run me off nowhere if I'm finna go do some shit. But it sure as the sun rises and falls and the shit stinks, it's gonna be somewhere in the fucking country that you gonna see that shit. You gonna see Proud Boys coming out in drones during voting, and you gonna see people run out because they scared and they don't want the conflict. And then think about it. You don't want to see that shit when it's the elderly people there and they trying to intimidate some older Mexican people, black people or whatever, or white people, and just their presence alone detracts people from going. See, that's a
fucking thing. Like I said, I didn't know what a Proud Boy was until I was like, what the fuck is the Proud Boys? I thought it was a fucking rock and roll band. I did not know.
Exactly. And the fact that they took his slogan and made it their slogan so fucking quick, it's like, you just empowered these dickheads. Like, and then, but my thing
is, he know what he be doing.
But see, that's what I'm saying. He do shit and then say, oh, I don't know them. But like I said, if this shit start leading to, like you said, a civil war where motherfuckers getting popped on the daily, where people getting beat the fuck up, and it's just all over chaos. On top of the shit that, you know, how we as black men feel about the fucking cops, because now you think about it, okay, is these motherfucking cops some Proud Boys? Because now that's going to be the new code. Like, oh, you acting like a Proud Boy.
Man, you're going to roll up and get pulled over, and you're going to see a little fucking Proud Boy tattoo. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Can't fight for my life, motherfucker.
Exactly. Yeah,
but see, that's the sad part about it. We live in that. We live that. No matter how smart we are or how educated or just how much of a law-abiding citizen we are, we still are at the fucking, you know, just at the fucking whim. A cop that's just an asshole just trying to prove a point. He got a bad day. You be having a great day. You got some pussy. You got a new car. You got a bonus, extra $1,000 in your check. Your stock's going up. He pissed off because his dog shit in the yard and he stepped in it. And now you behind the face. You got a gun in your face with a bullet in you. And that's the sad fucking reality that we have to live with that continuously. And y'all fathers, y'all want to make it home to y'all kids and y'all wife. I'm a husband. I want to make it home to my wife. And the fact that we live in that, that's why I say, if you're a black man and you ain't got no record, no shit, you need to have your gun. This is my personal opinion.
I'm going to be honest. And if you do have a record, you might want to have your gun. But, you know, don't have it out. Hide that motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's going to get cold. And for small niggas like me, I'm going to be wearing long sleeve all the time. So if I got a knife underneath that sleeve,
so you gonna pull a killer?
I'm gonna pull a killer. I'm gonna pull a goddamn Assassin's Creed on you, motherfucker.
So you gonna issue a nigga? You just like, oh, this nigga's damn.
You thought I was gonna hit you with my palm? No, motherfucker, it's a blade.
I ain't gonna lie, that'd be pretty fucked up.
I'm just saying, I want the motherfucker to make that jump to engineering mechanics where you can like spider wheel that motherfucker fly out.
I've seen some, you know. Never mind, I'm gonna say that off air. But, yeah. You know, I don't want anybody to know too much about what I might know or might not know.
I will get him to a fist fight in a quick second.
Right. Okay. So with the whole presidential election and all that's going on, do y'all honestly feel as black men and just if we look at the overall situation of the Republican and the Democratic Party, do y'all feel like it's really time for us to really have our own political party, like somebody or a party that is by us, ran by us, and that speak for our interests? Because no. Like you said,
And I'm going to tell you why. Because they'll never get voted for shit. We're too much of the minority to ever get voted for anything.
Yeah.
What I do feel like we need to do is break up this fucking Republican, Democrat, break all that shit up.
Yeah, break up so many subsections.
Exactly, exactly. You can still identify as a Republican or a Democrat, but they should be broken into like three subsections each. And then you can vote for of those six people.
And it's so diverse at that point that you don't care about the title, more or less about what they stand for. Because all three of these people stand slightly different, even though they're Republican. Slightly different if they're Democrat.
Which, like I said, I'm not opposed. I like that idea because, like, I'm not saying I wouldn't vote for a Republican candidate, but
yeah.
I just can't see myself voting for Trump specifically because yeah. he's just a shit stain. I mean, like there was when he was running for the primaries in 2016, there was other candidates I was interested in that were Republican candidates. Just like with Joe Biden, I really don't want to vote for his ass either.
Yeah.
But like, and there was other Democratic candidates that ran the primaries this year that I was interested in.
Yes,
that I thought had liberal ideas, but also progressive ideas, more progressive than liberal, honest. When I look at things, I'm more liberal. I'm conservative on some stuff, but I'm more liberal. But I'm more progressive. I want somebody that's gonna carry the United States into the future, not just sitting here right now and just working for the rich, or hell, just working for the poor. I don't want somebody that's going to do that either. I don't want you to just work for, I want you to work for everybody. Yeah. Don't just work for certain sub-segments. Work for everybody. And I don't feel like either of the candidates doing that.
But that's the history of most of the debates anyway.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Is more, it's a shit ton more working class people than poor people than it is rich. Like, let's be honest. Like you said, prime example, they get tax cuts and you still pay taxes. There's a shit more people you find that's got a problem with him paying $750 than motherfuckers that's cool with it. Let's be honest. So
even with the Republican versus Democrat and for the people or for businesses, it's been the same debate. And the moment we get a Democratic person in with how the mentality and structure is, all they're going to do is not allow that motherfucker to do any changes. If they want to make changes, that's what they did to Obama. They didn't let him make the changes he really wanted. He had to fight tooth and nail the entire time. But everybody else, they're like, yeah, fuck, just
let him do it.
Slap it. Go ahead.
But I still don't feel like we've gotten anywhere. Like, who's going to, like, we need, fuck a business person. We need somebody that's in, like, IT that's going to help us with transportation. I mean, if you look at it, like in Memphis, I can use that because we've all lived here. I can even go to like Kansas City. What else do you have besides like the MATA buses? There's no public transportation. You have to drive everywhere.
Yeah, you have to drive
everywhere. Why are we that far behind in that situation compared to somewhere like Japan or in Europe where you can take bullet trains to places?
Yeah.
Why don't we have that kind of infrastructure? We still have regular trains running around. That didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it does in some aspects, but like it seems like we're too afraid to advance. And I know that will where you lose jobs in certain subsegments, you gain jobs in other segments. And I feel like there's a lot of technological jobs that could be even better if we invest in that in our society. We don't invest enough in transportation. We don't invest enough in school.
Yeah, we don't invest in education.
Turn that military budget into investing into the economy and investing into the infrastructure of the United States to make the United States better.
Yeah.
All these rural places, they can still be rural, but it shouldn't look like you go to Mississippi, Alabama, certain parts of Louisiana, Arkansas. You're like, what the hell happened here? It looked like a goddamn bomb in it.
I'm gonna be honest, there's certain parts of Mississippi that look like the 1960s, and I'm
they could go shoot a movie right there, right now. They could go shoot the Ku Klux Klan from the early 1920s right there because it looks just like it looks like it. Shit's run down, man. I get on this all the time. I always say, who's the governor? Who's the senators? Anybody that represents like Mississippi and Alabama, you're ranked dead last in like education. It's been like that for a very long time. When are you going to elect somebody that's going to change that?
Yeah, and I can't say shit because I'm big, but in most places like Mississippi, they lead in obesity and just motherfuckers getting sick.
But I'm just saying, but that's like, when is somebody going to change that? When are they going to help fund, help to help students. I mean, like, they leading teen pregnancy. I mean, when are we going to change stuff like that?
Like you said, leading and progressing. We have put a lot of people who want to get in these roles, and most of the people who want to get in these roles are not the ones that want to push America forward. The people who want to get in these roles is like, hey, I just want, this is what I can do. This is what I want to do. It, people can listen to me, and I get paid. That's how these You're people right. take the positions. Most of the smartest people in the world don't want to take the position that they have to hold so much responsibility, because we don't want to fucking deal with everybody else's problem. God damn it. But we do need people who are smart like that wanting to take these roles so they could progress.
But, you know, just like I was talking to my mom earlier, it's kind of fucked up because it's like the people who are the idealists and really have the passion, the heart, the motivation to get the shit done is either one of two things. They either get wore down and tear the fuck down from the responsibility or the pressure or motherfuckers push them out, or they get corrupted by the power and the money. Because think about it, like these mayors. Some of these mayors have been in, like, prime example, who the Willie Harrington. He was a mayor from when I was a little fucking baby up until maybe my early 20s when he finally got out of office. But granted, he did do some things that did help the youth and help people in Memphis. But like you said, you see most motherfuckers who ain't done shit being in fucking office for 30 fucking
Mitch
years.
Mitch McConnell. Like, where has Kentucky, this man's been in office almost 40 years. What the hell has happened in Kentucky in all that time? I don't hear anybody talking about, man, I can't wait to move to Kentucky. They've done this, that, and the third. The only thing that happens in Kentucky is the Kentucky Derby, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anything else about anything. I have a good friend that I've known for, I'm 31, so I've known this guy almost 18 years, and he lives in Louisville. So I've been wanting to ask him about, like, how does he feel about what's going on with Breonna Taylor, and how does he feel about the AD. I actually used to work with a guy that went to school with the AD that's in Louisville.
We need to find an interview. You need to interview him and see what stories he got, because I bet you tell him he's been a bitch since forever.
He kind of mentioned him, but he didn't go into history with him. I don't know. Probably just don't want to speak on him. But, like, it's just interesting how these people will be. Like, I don't see what Mitch McConnell's done all this time. All these Republicans, they're like, Trump was trying to say that all the Democratic the COVID was really high in the Democratic cities. I was like, well, why didn't you try and help them? Like, doesn't make any sense, because they're Democratic cities. What sense does that make? Not helping everybody. Yeah, and only helping who supports you. That doesn't make any sense.
And that was a whole fucking lie, because Florida was fucking turned into the epic center, and they a Republican state.
Well, they're supposedly South. A swing state, but like, yeah, but like,
he didn't count them because they technically. Instead of
I don't give a shit. Them folks listened to him and followed him, and that dude Rick DeSantis, his dumb ass definitely need to be kicked out of office, because everything Trump said, he regurgitated that shit.
Yeah, he did, until like it got too bad and he couldn't do it no more. And he was like, shit.
The damage is done. The fact that you opened up Florida during the time where it needed to be fucking shut down just for the sake of money and tourism. And you let all these dumb motherfuckers come down there, and then they dumb asses went to their home destination taking the virus with them. So, you know, like I said, it's a lot of people that rode Trump's nutsack all this year and his whole term, that they need to get cut off at the wayside. It's too late to be trying to detach and pull yourself away from him now. The damage is done, and we see all y'all faces.
You know, I never really liked that Trump fella.
Isn't this a picture of you, Tyler, drinking mimosas with the Trump in 2017 at his resort?
No comment.
Exactly. But that's what I said, my shit. So you say we don't need a political party. What do you think, Aaron? You think it's just kind of black people don't need, or people of color don't need their own political party? Because I feel like we do. Because again,
I feel like even if we do. Who will be the spokesperson that really speak for the rights of all of us? Because
Oprah.
She gonna get fucked just for a short period of time. But okay,
she'll get fucked unless she put on her show.
You get a call, but
nah, she doing it. Yeah.
Being real. I just don't believe it's gonna work out the way we were expected to, even if we were to get a party together just for us, because Man, be real. Black people fight enough in between. You just made an internal party of people who's going to be like mad for different reasons, because everybody's going to judge the people in the party, like, oh, how much money do you make?
Yeah,
you but gotta have a poor, a rich, but, a poor, and
man. But that internal fighting happens on every ethnicity. But see, the other ethnicity.
No, you see these you think these Caucasian politicians are corrupt? Wait till some of these niggas get in there and be extra corrupt.
Get some money.
I definitely get you that, because what? You're gonna have the weak minded motherfuckers that's gonna look do at it like dirty this. Shit. But
so, I'm a, and this is kind of like. Yeah, it's kind of iffy, but like, I'm gonna say this. You always look at like, let's look at hip hop. So, I know this is music, and this is kind of like completely separate from politics. But look at it like this. You ever see Taylor Swift or Garth Brooks or any pop or rock or metal band? Do you ever see them getting shot up or assaulted or threatened or some kind of rant, some kind of gossip about them doing something fucking insane or dealing with drugs? Well, I mean, not just drugs. Because pretty much everybody does drugs in Hollywood. But, yeah. But, like, when I'm talking about, like, drug dealers and all that, no, you don't see that. You don't see those people getting... That's the kind of shit that happens in our community, that we suck at, like, really taking you as that I consider that a problem, and I feel like we don't ever solve it. But here's the thing. I feel like even if we did have a party, they'd find some kind of way to fucking corrupt it. That's my problem with it. I feel like it's shit's corrupt now. I don't really care what party you're in. Things are always, there's always gonna be people that are gonna be able to be corrupted, and those people are usually the ones that find their way to the top. So yeah. I feel like hopefully if you had, like I said, 6, 7, 8 different candidates, maybe you find a couple that seem like they're less corrupt or like not corrupt and kind of like work for everybody and work for the greater good of the country to be better to everybody. The people that are rich, the people that are poor, people that, you know, live paycheck to paycheck, the people that live in okay houses, you know, people that live in, that are farmers, everybody.
Yeah, and that's why I said I think we should, you know, that's why I go back to that very reason you said, because we are so, like you said, we do have our infighting, but everybody else does. But again, one thing that they do that we might not do like we should is that we ignore those motherfuckers. They don't have a voice when it comes to the collective and doing stuff to build, to get us ahead. Now, like you said, if you got different, you know, doctors, lawyers, teachers, you know, garbage men, you know, people who work, you have so many of us on a different spectrum. If we all could get together and collectively agree on these things, because again, when it comes to the shit that we face police brutality versus everybody else. So we can honestly come to an understanding, no matter if you got a master's degree, a doctorate, or just a high school diploma or whatever, we still face the same thing. And what do we need to do to resolve this and get this shit to stop? So that's why I said, in that perspective, us having our own party makes more sense, because like you said, you're not all Republican or Democrat, but let's be honest, if you could find or create an infrastructure that embodies those kind of things and walk that kind of fine line, then I think it would make it where, okay, we could have more people, not just black people, because like, let's be honest, we all don't want crime every fucking where. We don't want fucking crime to rule the country. And we all feel anybody that does something to a woman or child needs to go to fucking jail forever. So to somebody, that's kind of, you know, I would say people would say that's more conservative, because, shit, if you do a crime like that, your ass needs to go to jail, especially if it's something in the realm of children or women. Now, when it comes to crime with drugs and weed, shit like that, I'm more liberal, because it's like, it's weed. Like, weed ain't well, killing nobody.
I'll get it like this. There's different sections of the United States in general need reform. Prison needs to be reformed completely. I mean, there's fucking so many gangs and stuff in prison, all the violence. When people go to prison here, they don't come back out. They don't come out better. Like, it's very rare somebody comes out better from prison. That's like the exception, not like
the norm.
Yeah, the norm. And when you look at it like that, that means that it's not working how it should be intended to work. You know, technically it is intended. is working as intended because people own prisons and they are for profit, slavery. Which is kind of weird. I mean, it's technically that's the only place where slavery in the United States is technically legal.
That's privatization. Privatization.
So, to an extent, it is working how it's supposed to be. But we want society in general to be better. I mean, I'm still for the death penalty for certain crimes. I'm also for reforming people and not having people getting raped or like stabbed in prison or you know, people sneaking in weapons. Like, I don't feel like prisoners should be having the good life in prison, but I also don't feel like that should be people should be fearing for their lives and or ganging up against each other
or living or living like they in a fucking third world country, because there's some prisons like you said, it like, you know how they used to say Alcatraz or Guantanamo, like if you got put there, it's a fucking wrap, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, you shouldn't be, I mean, I don't see how you could ever be a normal person if you're in a 23-hour lockdown, a cell by yourself. Like, how the fuck do you come out normal after doing something like that for 5-10 years? That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. The United States, we've stopped evolving. Yeah. Like, we're stuck in times, we still have the same constitution from when that shit was wrote hundreds of years ago. That doesn't make any sense. Society has evolved since then. We cannot live off those same constituents from that far, that long ago. I think we should, there should be a certain, I would say, like, we should rewrite a little bit of it. Update laws to times. It doesn't make sense that somebody sold weed 40 years ago and they're still in prison. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's weed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's legal in a lot of places now. I mean, like,
yeah.
The way they do prison sentences. People doing, like I just said, people doing 40, 50 years for selling marijuana, and a guy gets out of prison after 10 years for fucking second degree, for murder. For murder.
Or rape.
Or manslaughter, or rape. Somebody does like 3 years for rape, or what was the guy that...
That
molested like
26
20, like, that motherfucker should be getting death penalty. I'm sorry.
Yeah, death and definite life without parole, like... If you don't kill him, he can never get out. Like,
and that's why, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic. No, I'm not.
Bullshit. But yeah, but shit. Okay, well, you know, we got two no's and one maybe. So, hey, we different. So that's the beauty of us, because, like I said, we all different thinkers. So that's why I said for me, it would be more.
And in the society of the Democratic dictatorship, you can be different. You can do what you like.
Just don't be stupid.
Vote for me.
Just don't be stupid.
Yeah, just don't be stupid. Okay. Well, getting to the bullshit topic. Trump and Melania got the Rona. I think it's all fake. I think it's a publicity stunt because, again, Trump knows social media. He's an excellent manipulator of social media, which is sad because we in a country where if you do something stupid, you get rewarded and attention for it. And he knows if he says anything fucking stupid or anything that seems intelligent or relevant, the news is going to track it. And in fact, that he is the president, you know, it's going to become news. That's the sad part of that. Like, Trump could shit his brains out from the coronavirus and they would be talking about the color of his stool tomorrow morning. Oh, was it green or brown? It was a reddish brown. The doctors are giving him a colonoscopy. They're worried. Back to you, John. Is that kind of shit? Is like, okay. It's like, okay, he's the president. I understand that.
Who's his vice president? We need to go ahead and put him in office before he gets out.
Yeah, and I'm be honest, that motherfucker, he is just a walking hands made tail. So, shit, you definitely, you know, we need to get Trump to November, then get him the fuck out. But honestly, I don't believe he got it. I just think it's a way to detract and pull people's attention away. Now, because again, he had that big fuck up in that debate talking about stand back and stand by. I think this is his way to, you know, I got the corona. I'm like you guys. I got the corona. And again, if you move your fucking hands like this, I don't believe shit you gotta say to me. For real, pastors, you can't even do this at church no more to me. And the Lord said, bro, you shall be blessed.
I cannot stop thinking. Every time I saw him do that, I was like, man, that man's hands are so goddamn small. It was like, I know he don't have like the biggest iPhone. I know this man has whatever this. He probably still has an iPhone 4. This man's hands are so small.
That shit might have a black beard.
Bro, this man look like he got little oven mitts on, little shits. But this is the thing. I think he actually does have, because I read something on Twitter earlier where somebody said someone got it from an aide, I believe. A reporter got it from an aide. I don't even think they were going to tell people that he tested positive.
Yeah, they got
supposedly. Him. So, I mean, I think he really does have it. But like I said, I hope they, you know, make it through everything. But I hope he does have to deal with some consequences of, so we can realize. I feel like some people are like, you can show him better than you can tell him. He's one of those people. Like, you're gonna have to find out the hard way, player.
Feel this shit. But see, that's what I'm saying, though. I just say this. If he come back saying the same shit, I'm just gonna feel like he didn't have it, because the people who have had it
I recovered. The doctor said it was the best recovery they've ever seen. It's the quickest. My cough was the best cough they ever heard. You know, the way I swear this man constantly is like, he's like a fucking salesman. That's what he talks like, a salesman that's not even trying to sell you anything. He's just talking about himself, though.
No, he's just trying to sell you a bunch of bullshit. But like you said, he for real, he be saying shit. He just trying to sell you all kind of crazy shit. Don't say it out loud. Fuck it.
Kill him. God damn it, kill him.
The Simpson ain't been grown yet.
Bro, that is so messed up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, the Simpsons have a few episodes. If you've been paying attention to history, they predict pretty much everything. They predicted the World Trade Center happening. They predicted Trump become president, and they also predicted Trump dying. So I'm just saying the Simpsons don't miss so far. If he dies, I'm gonna feel, regardless of how I feel about him, at the end of the day, he's a human being. I'm gonna feel bad because nobody should have to go through that. But
I want to hear a story if he suffered, honestly.
I will say that he's an idiot, and he kind of could have prevented some of this.
That's what I'm saying. He stated back maybe 2 months ago, I get tested every week, and they say that I don't have it. I'm good. So we just keep these tests going every week. I'm like, so when did they find out? And when did you find out that you had it?
They're saying that he knew before the debate. Because his wife was the only person back when you look at backstage and they are in the crowd or whatever it was. His wife was the only person with a mask on. All his other family members didn't have masks on. So they're saying they already knew before that happened and he just didn't say anything.
So you're going into the debate and not say anything about this, which is very important because how you portrayed this entire time, how this virus was, I'm not wearing a mask, or I'm not against masks, but it looks silly to put on my face.
And then he threw shots at Biden, Biden has the biggest mask that I've ever seen, and it's like, okay, I guess that big ass mask that Joe had was effective, because he ain't got shit. And Joe did some classy shade throwing with his we're hoping that the president and the first lady have a swiftly recovery. I was like, that motherfucker was smiling when he typed that. Whoever typed that shit threw some shade. They knew what the fuck they was doing, because that was some shady shit if I ever seen it.
In other words, I really don't feel.
But like I said,
they might as well said that's what his bitch ass get. Because after talking about that ass son,
But let's keep it 100. We all feel the same way. That's what that motherfucker get. Because
we said the same thing about the black guy that supported him who got it.
You should have known better. You shouldn't have been in the fucking stadium with all these fucking folks thinking our shit was all cool and he ain't got no thing. Now your ass been in the hospital and died. So
Herman!
If Trump dies, I wonder what they meet. Would they meet and be able to talk about how wrong they were?
Herman Cain was shucking his job until he wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. But shit, Trump just said that he don't need God forgiveness. He ain't never forgive some. He probably ain't gonna make it. He's gonna probably be in the deep fry. We fucking know.
Hell, Herman Cain might be there. I don't know how that man lived his life.
Yeah, we don't know how his spiritual connection, but the fact that Trump can't even get a second Corinthians right, 2 Corinthians, I doubt he even know Jesus. He gonna get there like this. Who are you? I'm the Alpha and the Omega. No, I'm the Alpha and Omega. Okay, we gotta get this motherfucker.
Like, I tried. I gave him a second chance. He didn't even. I can't deal with this.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, we gotta go. Go and hit the eject button. Hey, Peter, St. Peter's, hit the level.
Who's Peter? Who's Peter?
I don't have an aide named Peter.
But I do. Pull the level, Kronk. Wrong level.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's just move on. I'm tired of talking about this motherfucker. Right? He's a complete nut job, bro.
I'm actually looking forward to the end of this year. It's 3 months left, and I wonder if he's going to make it.
Well, I just say this. If he don't die, he definitely needs to feel the ramifications.
Every time I see you talking about it, I just can see the evil smirk.
Hey, we lost.
Man, we lost 200,000 people because of this shit.
20,000 people. I feel bad when we lost Bozeman.
Yeah, Chadwick Bozeman.
Like,
man, Trump died, I'm going to be like, so who going to say nice things about you when you die?
Nobody, because I can see you type motherfucker to be sleep, wake up, and then be seeing the news come across. You be like, damn.
Waking up everybody in the house. This is a celebration, bitch.
He dead for real?
Hey, eat it on your birthday. On your birthday. Well, right before Thanksgiving. Give thanks.
Let me call up the homies.
Like, let me go back to sleep. Who cares? Yeah. Going about my day.
And then you turn on the radio. President Donald Trump is no longer with us.
Hey, we're going to do another podcast.
And then you're going to be like, wait a minute. This is fucking real. And then that one fucking single tear going to come out your eyes. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to call BJ eventually. Do the D.
That's terrible.
Nigga gonna be hitting the folks tweeting like, hey, we having the Trump out this bitch party this weekend.
I'm gonna make a Twitter just for that.
Bro, I imagine the flyers.
Oh, nigga, I already got a design in my head. Like,
bro, I can see somebody, you know, they always got the fine chick that dumped me at the party. Yeah. They gonna be like bouncing their ass on Trump's like casket or some shit. Like, what the fuck?
For real, then they gonna be like, get your groove to the party.
Make America great again.
Hell yeah.
It's on his eyes. It's like,
bro, yeah. I can see it. I can see it now.
And that janky promoter that's gonna make the shit rhyme, Trump dunked. 2020 party, Trump active.
Ladies come get in free before 9.
Trump dunked.
Shit. Oh, yeah. I can see that shit, bro. Don't fuck a hell up.
18 to kill, 21 to spill.
What?
some stupid shit they got. Some dumbass advertisement.
So, but I do. I honestly believe that will be the oddest day if he does pass away from the coronavirus. It's gonna be an extremely odd day because there's gonna be so many people trying to rejoice.
I believe.
And then other people are gonna be like, damn.
Yeah,
what happened about our tax brackets, though?
Nigga better get some money while they can, because, boy, that shit gonna dry up, though. But it need to, though, because anytime I was looking at the news just the other night, it was some CEO of a pharmaceutical company. This motherfucker and the lady who was, I forget this white lady, but this white lady is a motherfucking bulldog when it comes to in the Senate, and she questioning these folks, she be on their ass. But she asked him, like, can you justify this motherfucker's salary? Now, pay attention, salary. During this year, in this pandemic, this motherfucker's salary was $124.7 million. How the fuck can you even justify that as a salary? $124.7 million. This motherfucker is making 10.5 or $10.2 million per month. And that's his fucking salary. How?
Who was making that?
It was some dude, he had some motherfucker, he had of a you know, pharmaceutical company.
Jesus Christ, that's ridiculous.
And I'm like, so what the fuck? I'm like, address. I'm like, how the fuck you even justify? So you ain't telling me this motherfucker in his sleep. He ain't gotta do shit. He ain't gotta go work for a whole month, and he's a millionaire. Not gonna say a multi-millionaire, but he's a millionaire. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? And but see, that's what I'm saying. When you got that kind of egregious shit happening, but people ain't got enough money to keep their fucking lights on or pay their rent, it's like, come the fuck on. Because think about the person who work at the pharmaceutical company that might work in the warehouse that had to get put off of work, or he had to get furloughed, you know, or couldn't work because he got sick.
Always thought that, like, the way that we as humans have done the world doesn't make any kind of sense. Why do we have to work to get paid? I feel like you should... I kind of agree with the universal income scenario, like, for everybody across the world. I feel like everybody should not be poor. Like, we have all these resources to make houses and stuff, and people live on the streets. It makes no sense.
Yeah, and then, like you said, even the gross overcharging of property. Like, why the fuck? And then the cold kick about the whole property situation. You pay your property off, but say you get 85 years old and you pass away, you leave your house to your kids. Your kids maybe go 2 years without paying the property tax. They take your fucking home. So all that hard work that daddy and mommy did is gone to shit because we didn't pay however much money they asking for in property tax. That's the American system and how shit run in this fucking country.
You know, and that's the other, that brings up another point. You know, there is certain places that if you own the land before, I forget what the year is. It's somewhere like in the early 1900s, I want to say, that you don't pay property taxes on. I forget what that law is called.
But how many fucking black people in
That's what I was going to say. The people that could have, those kind of people couldn't even afford that kind of land at that time. That's why when they say there's no systemic racism, that's bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit at the highest form.
Like, we looked at Wells Fargo discriminate against black people as far as getting a mortgage.
Yeah, and then they had the fucking nerve to say, oh, there's not enough talent in the pool to
pull. I'm surprised you didn't have that as a topic, because when I saw that shit, I was like, man, even if it's true, you should probably shut the fuck up and don't say that.
But it ain't even just the fact that it's talent. It's just, even if you watch the Dirty Money documentary on Netflix, you just see all the underhanded bullshit y'all did. Like, even if I was a person that was black and working for Wells Fargo, I wouldn't want to be affiliated with that shit, knowing some shit like that popping off that y'all open secret accounts for motherfuckers that even didn't even ask for it. That's unethical at its highest form. And then you're going to make the excuse there's not enough black talent in the team pool. You motherfuckers don't even hire that many black people at that
point. I mean, there's plenty of talent. I mean, I know plenty of finance majors that graduated that could have worked at Wells Fargo that don't have jobs. I'm just saying.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But that's all a bullshit trend anyway, because they see, you know, I'm going to say black people at the forefront. It's just black, you know, having black empathy for black
people. We're the largest minority in the country, so when it's all said and done, matter of fact, since you just said that, I was looking in the paper. I was actually throwing the paper out. Every time we get the paper here at my house, I never look at it. But I just happened to pick it up. This was a couple days ago, actually. I happened to pick it up on trash day. It was Wednesday. Pick it up, and I just happened to glance, and it says Memphis has, what was it, 3... upper management employees or something like that for companies in Memphis, and it included like FedEx, ServiceMaster, AutoZone, a few other companies I can't remember. But like, the compared to the population, you know, Memphis is like over 50% African American. For the amount of the population in Memphis compared to the people that are in like the highest of jobs, that shit does not add up at all.
It does.
It's literally all Caucasian people.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of. I mean, I know plenty of
systematically
African Americans that went to University of Memphis and got degrees in all kind of array of fields. So you can't say that the people don't have the education. Well, we might not have a whole lot for like a company like Amazon to build a hub here. You know, because that was Amazon was thinking about building a hub here at one point.
Yeah,
that, we ended up getting instead. What do we end up getting? We end up getting a manufacturing hub. That's what we end up getting. So we might not have enough people for that, but there are plenty of people that could have moved up into some of these positions and be upper level management
Yeah.
that aren't getting those opportunities. So
well, you know,
why are they not?
Because systematically, they're going to always keep us as the overseer, supervisor position. Pay attention. You don't see that many executives that are black and up people of color, but you see a shit ton of motherfucking supervisors and managers. Why is that? Because if
you think that's like where you cap out at, it seems like.
Exactly. No, that's the ceiling. Like, you will never be executive. And if they do, you probably won in the last 20 fucking years.
What did a hot damn I rock call him? He's a player two-ass nigga?
Yeah, player two-ass nigga, yeah.
That's what they call him. Yeah. What it is.
Yeah, it really is, because my thing is, you only get put in because they need you to be there as player number two and to look good to make it seem like it's not what it really is, when we all fucking know it is what it really is. That's what it is. That's what
we got so far off the topic of Trump getting COVID. But yeah, I know, I was just saying, we're so fucking in left field right now. But it's just how the conversation carries up.
But the sad part about it is all this shit is relevant because the motherfuckers who talking about it ain't enough talent in the gene pool, they benefiting from the tax shit that Trump doing for the wealthy motherfuckers. Yeah. The fact that they got a bailout too, the fact that they did all that dirty shit and didn't nobody go to jail behind that shit, motherfucker just got to resign. That still blows my mind. That's why I say a white collar crime is the most devastating fucking crime there is, because when a white collar crime happens, millions of people get fucked and hurt.
But that's the difference, though. Like, that's how it is, though. Your drug dealers and all these people for these petty crimes go to jail, but the people that turn when it's billions of dollars on the line and people are fucked and multiple, you know, thousands of people are screwed instead of like a few crackheads or whatever you want, whatever, then that's what, and nobody goes to prison over it. They just give a little bit of money here and it all goes away.
Yeah, like that lower.
That's why the numbers in prison are so lopsided. Yeah. Because if you actually punish people for those crimes, it very rarely happens. If you punish those people for those crimes, the shit would start evening out those numbers. It'd be way more Caucasian people, because those are the majority of people that are ahead of these companies and commit this fraud and this embezzlement and money laundering. Yeah, all these things that happen. There's a funny story about a lady at where I work at that actually did something similar to that. And she didn't go to jail. She didn't go to jail either. Isn't that crazy?
She went. Hell no, she
didn't. And the only reason she got caught is because she was she went on maternity leave.
Damn, that's crazy.
Only reason she got caught, stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And they wouldn't take her to jail because why? She's pregnant.
No, she's it wasn't trying. Even that. She'd had the kid, but like, they just didn't. I don't even know what they ended up doing with her. I don't even know if she got. I think she just got fired. I think that might have been it.
Yeah, I heard a similar story about somebody in First Tennessee. He was actually taking and stealing money every day on his lunch break. Like, he will actually go on lunch early and ask people just so he can be gone longer. And he was stealing money every time he left. They caught wind of what he was doing, taking money from random accounts and then transferring it into his own.
How the hell did he not think he was going to get caught?
When he got caught, they locked his computer. And the moment he realized his computer was locked when he was sitting at his desk, he took his shit, got up, and left. He just left. He just left everything at the desk. He's like, I can't log in. Oh, fuck. They caught me. I'm gone. Love. Just love. They didn't do anything to him. They fired him, but that was like...
But he wasn't prosecuted.
He wasn't prosecuted.
Did they get the money out of his account that he transferred?
Well, yeah. He can't get into his account.
Get his account because...
They froze his shit. Yeah, they froze his shit.
Like, they froze his shit, but, you know, up until then, like...
Damn.
What kind of... I'm just trying to figure out, how did he think he was going to take money from people's accounts and not get caught? Like, I'm looking at my account, like, damn, I could have sworn I had, like, $80. Wait a minute, I transferred some money. What is this? Unless he can make the transaction just disappear and you just got less money, which I don't think anybody's that damn smart.
You technically can determine what type of system you have dealing with the money transfer, because there was one company that I was at. I almost decided to do that shit because I saw how much these motherfuckers were making. I was like, you know what? These motherfuckers wouldn't even realize if a couple of dollars enough from their paycheck every fucking pay period and go cipher right into my account. Through API, they have no way of tracking it.
Real shit, you would have been in jail for fucking life.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd have no way of knowing how much time you're going to do once they find out.
And you might need to reiterate because on this podcast that you didn't do it because they might try
to. I was going to say, the only, because you know what they're going to do? They're going to give your ass the chair.
I didn't do it.
And you're going to get greedy because that's everybody ends up getting caught. They get greedy. They start a few dollars. Next thing you know, they got. How the hell? No, wait a minute. I got to call my company. I only got $8 to spend. What the fuck going on?
Oh, bitch, I work overtime.
Evan's talking about he retiring. What? Well, you know, my great aunt died and left me a bunch of money.
and I made some moves in the
stock market. Yeah, right. Yeah, so. Yeah, I
took that money and reinvested it.
I flipped it in the stock market. That's. You know, God been blessing. God been blessing. You dirty motherfucker, don't put this on God.
God, like, you won. You won.
Like, I'm about to smite this fool. Don't do it, God. Don't do it, God. Now.
Let me stand by all the people I stole the money from first.
For real.
Smite all of us, motherfucker.
He getting that lightning bolt ready.
No, Zeus.
What was the other topic that you had?
No, Zeus. Oh, call me Zeus. Call me Zeus.
Oh, shit. What, for this episode?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I knew you had more.
Nah, that was pretty much it. Just the whole flicker and the bullshit topic. And shit. Man, shit. What else to talk about? Shit. Nah. But did you ever find that dude I was talking about with the 400?
No.
The 125?
I have a bad feeling that I will try to figure out a way to steal some of the money, so I just decided not to.
We're gonna do that off camera.
I was like, I know me, so I'm not gonna try.
What about recommendations?
Oh shit, yeah, recommendations, shit. Well, of course, man, shit. The recommendation always is to check out my brother, Mr. Tyler Hilder. He's one third of the Three Bearded King podcast. Man, we got to do an episode. We got to do a cross episode. Just get the other kings together. We all have an open discussion, talk about some crazy, funny shit. But y'all definitely check out the Three Bearded King podcast. Again, check out my brother, Hollow Killer, and the YouTube channel. He's going to have some more shit uploaded. So yeah,
that's
worry
what I said
it.
At the very beginning.
Don't worry about
upload
it.
Shit.
Don't worry about it. He's going to have y'all taken care of, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Callie Ray and Stop the Madness. You know, y'all check her out. Again, beautiful young lady, black woman, saying, talking her shit. Y'all check her out. Y'all also check out Coney and Hercules. He's going to probably have some new music coming soon. So y'all be on the lookout for that. But until then, check out the Black Flower Project. And then also check out some, I'm going to let y'all do y'all recommendations. Fuck I'm doing.
Man, go out there and have some sense. Honestly, we've been saying all this time, go out there and vote. Please vote with common sense. Don't be afraid. Get out there, vote. And we know both parties are bad. We know this. We know this. Like, this is the whole conversation. Both parties are bad. But pick one of the lesser evils, please.
But shit, at this point, we don't need to be having evil. We need to have a motherfucker that's going to get in there and do the job and be fair. But
that's true.
I feel you, though. It's like pick your poison.
You're gonna pick your poison. Either you're going to get Frieza or you're going to get Cell. Which one you want?
You said Frieza.
I'm fucking wearing the Dragon Ball Z shirt. That's
well, shit, I don't like being cold, so I don't fucking want Frieza. I take Cell and shit.
I don't know. Cell's kind of like herpes. He just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
I think Frieza. I'll take Frieza.
I'll take Frieza too, yeah. All I gotta do is slice him in two and get B.O. with him. Yeah. Sales, you gotta burn this motherfucker to the microscopic level.
So
get him out of there.
Trump is Sale and Biden is
like Freeza.
Yeah. Okay. So we voted for Biden. Okay.
Vote for Freeza.
Vote for Freeza.
Hell Freeza. Hell Freeza.
Golden four.
Okay. God damn it, I'm just gonna say fuck it, go get Broly. Shit.
See, that's where we're you know what? But this is why you vote for Frieza though. Frieza has like four different forms. So you can just vote once he gets done running, you can just vote for his next form. It's like a different person.
If we get Broly, we might as well. That's what the world's headed to.
I mean, we're fucked.
We're fucked.
Like, this motherfucker just keeps getting stronger. He gets more enraged.
Oh my god. Oh god. And that bomb keeps getting bigger. Oh shit.
So yeah. That's all I got to say. It's just...
Shit, that sounds like a recommendation. Watch Dragon Ball Z, guys.
Watch Dragon Ball Z and pick your characters in real life.
Shit, we gotta start that anime podcast too. Real shit. Come on, bro.
I don't have a recommendation except I really don't have one. But I will say this.
This is the first time you've seen his whole body in his place too.
I know, right?
If y'all ever noticed, you never seen this motherfucker's background.
Nope, you never. Yeah, this is just me. This is where I live. Yeah. So I recommend that we do this again sometime.
Damn right.
We should definitely all group together and do a show.
Hell yeah!
It's fun. I like it. I like it better than being on Zoom. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've shot a podcast in person, but hope everybody enjoyed the show. I know we get ignorant and say some stupid shit from time to time. Mostly me, but you know. But hopefully y'all enjoyed the show. And, you know, like I said earlier, vote for the Democratic dictatorship. That's one of the parties, hopefully, that they come out with.
Fuck that.
And I'll be running. In 4 years, I'm 31.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody, see ya.
See ya.
Yeah.
I'm doing shit on my camera in the Zoom, so I'm doing it now.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.